You have, in religions, you have the jinn and the Aramaic religion, who are kind of like the evil beings. You have demons and devils in the Christian religion, and I'm sure there's other ones that do, and who's to say those beings don't exist and they do evil stuff to people. But we can't just sit there and paint the whole field as beings that are negative that want to come take our sperm and DNA us. There's also good ones that are our creators, possibly, and aligned with the source of all creation, who have been here since the golden olden Bible days and all that stuff. There's all kinds of UFO references in the Bible, and they help mankind and, you know, help Moses and help, you know, there was people walking through fire, and who's to say they're not still here helping us? I believe they are, and I don't think we should dismiss them so easily, you know, and paint everything black. So it was good to have a refreshing, a positive, I was going to say enema, but I don't know. Now, but it's good to have a positive outlook at when you've seen so many dark ones lately, and everything does feel kind of hopeless in this world right now, in politics especially, with the way the Republicans are behaving like spoiled brats who won't even pass legislation to help people just because we have a black president, because they're all idiots. And, you know, there's just so many negative things going on right now, it's hopeless. And I do hope some good beings come down and save us. But, of course, if they did, most of the nutter butters are going to try to have a witch hunt on them. So hopefully they're strong enough to overcome that. If they're aligned with God, then I would certainly hope so. So, are you got any other books in the works, Jim? Anything else going on?
No, you know what? I've been so darn busy doing other things that it's one of those things I've just put in the back burner right now, and I don't really have plans at this very moment to write another book, because I feel that unless something changes in my life and my understanding of the phenomenon, I'll write another book. But it's nothing really on the horizon right now. But I anticipate that the phenomenon is going to change, and I anticipate that I'll have some experiences. I don't know what they're going to be at some point in time, or my life will change that will require me to write a book. But really, the intent of that book was just to explain to the public and to other people who want to know more about the subject, and to give them at least my perception of it and my understanding of it. It hasn't changed dramatically from the writing of that book, so I don't really feel that there's a need at this point in time to write another book.
Well, it's a good book, and at least you wrote a book. I've been talking about writing over 10 years, so at least you got past that far.
Yeah, it's not an easy hurdle to go over, that's for sure.
I know. I write every day for Examiner, but my next step is to try to write a book, and I'm going to have to just chain myself to a chair and beat myself to do it. So thanks for being on the show, and it's a great pleasure, and glad to have you on, and I'm going to let Tony talk for the last couple of minutes and tell us cool stuff and give us his website. Tony, you got like about 3 minutes, so say something cool and tell us about your website, Tony.
Okay, well, no, thanks a lot for coming on the program, Jim. I personally think you have so much to give compared to the claptrap that's written out there that you underrate yourself, frankly. I think you're very underrated. I thought your material was superb. For what it's worth, I mean, my site is TonyTopping.com, which is a major UFO website, and I've got an espionage site as well, which deals with intelligence and spying. But I'm just intrigued. It's not about me, really. It's about you, Jim. It definitely is. And I'm just intrigued to know, did your experiences involve an element of time travel? Was there any time travel involved in your experiences, do you think? Interested to know.
Well, really, the best way I can explain that one, and this is the most unique part of this experience, is that when I was dealing with them, you know, you're dealing with a being that doesn't look anything like us. It's completely alien. And then the next instant, I find myself in a place, and this is a real place, and I'm kind of floating. And there's a friend that's beside me, and there's a sense of a friend beside me. And I'm able to see what's happening around me, and this is in the future. What was happening is that this being, this alien being that looked very alien, that didn't look human, somehow was able to link with my consciousness and came to show me what they could see. And they were that friend that was beside me, which felt very human. Didn't feel alien at all. Didn't look like the alien, but it felt very human. And they were showing me what they saw for the future, what they saw me in the future, and they wanted to show that to me. And so it wasn't, so, I guess you could call that somewhat time travel. It was an extraordinary experience, very, very profound. And yet it seems, even though it's outrageous that it might sound to some people, you know, when you're dealing with a different consciousness, these things apparently are quite easy for them to do. And it was a desire, I believe, this thing to show me a little bit about the future. And so I guess for time travel, that might be it.
All right, gentlemen, we're at the we got to go now. So we appreciate that last question. And thanks for doing the show, Jim. And pleasure, Tony. And everybody stop by the website, churchofmavisradio.com. That's Church of Mavis.